can't help but notice that tourism is definitely on the decline in Central Australia at the moment. Tourism numbers are down. Some tourism operators have switched completely to online. When you walk around the CBD, there's lots and lots of closed shop fronts. But our field reporter, Brendan Phelan, is at the reopening of a major renovation to one of the most beloved tourist attractions in Alice Springs. Brendan Phelan, good morning. Where are you this morning?
Good morning, Nadine. I'm at the Royal Flying Doctor Visitor Centre, which a lot of people will be familiar with. It's down here on Stewart Terrace in Alice Springs. And today is a very big day for the RFDS. After 3 years of planning and 1 year of building, they are today celebrating the official opening of their new visitor centre. It's an extraordinary looking facility. I'm standing at the front door with the CEO of Central Operations, John Lynch, and we're just marvelling at the beauty of the construction, which is, how would you describe the themes that are in the walkway here, John?
Brendan, good morning to you and to your listeners. For one moment when you were talking about the beauty, I thought you were referring to me, and then you quickly moved on to the building, but that's happened before, let me assure you and the listeners. At the moment, we stand in front of the entry, and we're under what you could perceive to be the aircraft, with the wheels either side of us, and they are actual aviation or aircraft tyres. The door is then in an igloo shape, simulating a hangar, and when we walk into the entrance foyer, above us is a detailed wing of a PC-12 aircraft with one of our current call signs. So it's very aviation-focused in the sense that we want you to experience what it is that the RFDS does, because that's what our service delivery is. It's around health services, with the vehicle being aviation. But when you get inside, it's about the experience of learning about the RFDS and learning more and more and being able to walk away educated, informed and an advocate.
Mm. It's quite an extraordinary centre, isn't it? And when people come here, they will see that it's sort of emerged right next to the old visitor centre that they're familiar with, which is still operational. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the cafe stands in the original base building, which is heritage listed, and that continues to function. At the back, we've been functioning out of the Darryl Boland, who was a former pilot of ours, Bush Kitchen, and we're running our tours from there. But from tomorrow, we'll be doing our tours from the new facility. But I do want to give a reference to this construction and planning phase. Michael Toomey, our new General Manager of Tourism and Retail, moved this along very, very expeditiously and had a vision for us that was different to where we'd been. We had been in the planning for some time. Simon Pettit from Zone A did the design and came up with a concept, which is just magnificent, and then ProBuild the construction. It is locally done, and I think that's a real feather in the cap for Alice Springs.
Yeah, that is a fantastic thing. Shortly, I think it'd be great for us to go on a little walking tour of what's in front of us. But just first, perhaps you could tell me what's some of the philosophy behind this new move in terms of the evolution of the Royal Flying Doctor Service?
Well, the RFDS came to Alice Springs, established themselves in 1939, and it was really around the vehicle of communications being in the middle of Central Australia and able to distribute communications and be a hub, and then it expanded and extended itself into the aviation component side, and in 1991 took the devolution, it was called, of flight nurses from AMS across to the RFDS, so we became the provider then of the patient transport services. In the tourist facility, our auxiliary used to run, this is a volunteer organisation, and the business grew to the stage where we peaked 1 year at 68,000 tourists.
Goodness, that is a. Where are they now?
Well, we're still averaging around the high 50s, which is. I still think that together we and many other attractions have much to say and much to sell and much to promote about Central Australia, and we hope that this invigorates people, local and tourists alike, because the whole concept from our board's perspective of this new facility is to reinvest some of the funds that we've earned over the years to retell the story, but in today's language, and to re-experience what it's like to be within the RFDS. And so when we walk through, you'll feel much more informed, I think, and much more a part of, because we'll go through what's perceived to be the hangar door, and then we'll journey through the shop.
All right, fantastic. Shall we set off then?
Let's go.
We're walking underneath the hangar entrance. It's very clearly stylized, like almost an old Nissan hut, that kind of thing. On your left is the administration and, I guess, the reception area.
It's the reception area, and As we move towards the shop directly in front of us, and to the left, the entry to the theatreette, which is a 70-seat theatreette with the decline floor for viewing comfort and ease of viewing, and a disabled access at the front, so that that's all on the ground floor level. But there's a large screen, as you can see.
Yeah, tell me about this screen. What's on it?
That's got every aircraft registered with the RFDS Australia-wide listed, 61 of them, and it will record their movements with a six-minute update each time.
So what we're looking at is a very large flat screen mounted high on the wall. We're standing underneath an enormous detached wing, which obviously maintains the aeronautical theme. And as John was just saying, it's a map of Australia on the screen, and every single plane that the RFDS operates has its position updated every 6 minutes on that map. So you can follow each individual plane on this map.
Yep. So if we move closer to the screen so that I hope everybody can see this. you can see that we've departed from Tasmania, for example. So from Hobart, southeastern section of flying back to the mainland. You can see up with Foxtrot Delta Juliet, which is Alice Springs based. That's in flight. FGT's on the ground. You can see other movements around South Australia, which is part of Central Operations. FDK is out flying, as are our clinic flights out of Port Augusta. But every aircraft registered with the RFDS Australia-wide is depicted on this. And it will be updated regularly, which is, this is a marvellous bit of information that we've never had before.
Yeah, it's quite surprising, isn't it? Do you know any of these planes sort of personally, as it were?
Yeah, well, we do, because five of the 47E aircraft, which is the model that we'll see in the tourist facility, we've included as part of the experience a full-scale replica of the aircraft with the cockpit and the back end where our staff work with the two stretcher configurations, so people can go into the aircraft and see what it's like to be either a patient and or our staff member in the area in which they carry out their duties.
Ah, you've ruined my surprise. We were going to walk around and talk about that in a moment. It's quite an extraordinary plane.
Let's go on to delay and rewind or whatever we can do. I'm sorry about that.
We continue through the centre. And what are we in now?
Well, we're in the retail outlet, the shop, the souvenir gift shop, and we've got on display, in I think a wonderfully displayed fashion, all our souvenir stocks that bears the logo of the RFDS, and Michael Toomey, who obviously your listeners will hear from later in the day, has also managed to create a relationship with R.M. Williams, and we've got some stock that is co-branded, which is a marvellous thing to have in Central Australia, two icons, the R.M. Williams brand and the RFDS, together in the one environment.
And the environment in here is beautiful, isn't it? It's sky blue, white, red, very much a sort of integrated interior design thing. And it's pretty much world class, something that you don't often see in Alice Springs.
Well, let me say, I think it's world class. Let me also say that the colours are our corporate colours, the royal blue, red and white. It's the theme and the colour scheme that we've put onto our fleet of aircraft that fly around. The model that you were richly saving for your own surprise, which I ruined and played gooseberry on, but it's coloured in exactly the same colour scheme. And I agree with you, its presentation is quite elite. It's quite spectacular, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Now we've actually walked around closer towards the aeroplane, and it is a marvellous machine. It looks like it's been cut in half, and it's sitting right here amongst the T-shirts and the hats, gleaming. It's so beautifully as it looks maybe restored. And it's possible to walk inside that plane. Why is this plane not flying, John?
Well, it doesn't have a back end. We have taken it out from the stowage area, so there's no tail on this aircraft. But every other part of it is to scale. So the prop, the nose, the cabin, the cockpit, everything is as the units are that fly. So the wings are obviously cut off to allow it to be stored in this area. And the idea is that there's a coin op, a gold coin, and you go through the doors and walk through the aircraft, have a look, and then come back out into the shop area.
Hopefully a bit later when we talk with some of your colleagues on drive, we'll have a chance to have a look inside that plane.
Well, it'll be a marvellous thing to maybe do the next interview from lying on the stretcher, one of you. The other thing I do, Coleman Design built this on spec from us, but built it magnificently. The presentation is superb, and ProBuild, who are the construction company, they opted to sponsor it in the first year.
That's great. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for having a chat with us, John. I believe that you've got an official opening at 11:30 and then it'll be open to the public tomorrow.
Yes.
All the best for the opening.
Thank you very much, and thanks very much for allowing us to share it with so many of your listeners, and I hope every one of you have a really good day.
It's been a pleasure. Well, Nadine, I do hope that people get along for that opening tomorrow. They certainly won't be disappointed. This is quite an extraordinary facility.
Thank you very much, Brendan Phelan. It sounds like it. You've described it very well. I love the fact that you and John were marvelling at the beauty of the very much aviation-focused new visitor centre for the Royal Flying Doctors Service Visitor Centre here in Alice Springs. It's a much beloved tourist attraction, and it's official opening 11:30 this morning, and then everyone can go along and have a bit of a squiz at it tomorrow. Gee, that screen sounds really interesting, doesn't it? You can look at the screen and see all of the Royal Flying Doctors planes, what they're doing, where they are right around the country. Very interactive.